Heard of the cottage food industry and want to start your kitchen? Pump the brakes. Here's a half dozen reasons not to start a cottage food business. Welcome to Kitchen Dough. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. Yeah, a lot of people are getting in on this cottage food revolution. We're going to talk about those people who are getting in on the scene, but we're also going to start with several reasons, half a dozen reasons, actually, why you may want to not get in on the cottage food business.
Okay. Is it your idea?
Yeah. Then one of the number one reasons is everyone says you should do it. That is not a reason to start a business, is because everyone. So what happens is, oh, you have a great barbecue sauce, or you make a great dessert bar, or you have just some phenomenal food item that when you show up, people are just like, can't wait for you to walk through the door because they know you're bringing those date bars, or they know you're bringing something. And then they say, oh, you should sell this.
Exactly. They invite you over to the 4th of July party on purpose.
Because you're bringing those malasadas.
Exactly. And then you feel really good about it. You're like, oh, they love my recipe. They love how I do this. And they keep saying I should do it.
Yeah, maybe you make a great pepper jam.
Yep.
You know, honestly, because so many people have so many great recipes out there and you love sharing food, and then people want to say, they want to compliment you. And just because someone keeps saying you should do something doesn't mean you should. That is a reason not to do it.
And take a personal inventory and maybe talk to people at farmers markets or whatnot, because you're going to be alone making your product, packaging it, and cleaning up after it. So taking the whole picture, not just the compliments, to make your decision.
Yeah, because the person who says, you should sell this. Okay, I need you at my house every day at 2:00 to clean all of the pans, all the dishes, mop the floor. They're not going to be there to help you clean up.
Yeah. So only do it if you really, really want to.
Yes. Okay. Another reason not to get into the cottage food business is you want to get rich quick. Mm-mm. Not going to happen.
So, again, you have to go through your state laws and see what the cap is. Mm-hmm. And there's only a couple that don't have a cap on income earned, gross income.
Mm-hmm.
So be clear about what you can make.
Honestly, and just like every kind of anyone who's saying you can get rich quick, I'm going to say it once and I'll say it again. It's a half-baked idea. Seriously.
You are so funny.
Don't do it if you want to get rich, if that's your only motivation.
Well, and also if you're the primary breadwinner, no pun intended, again.
We're just full of them.
Yep. Okay. Now, if you have a small cottage food business product that you're making, but you don't like social settings or being around other people.
And you don't like selling.
And right. Because you got to get out there.
And you're going to be, it's a very small part of the business is actually making your product. Because you know your product. It's easy, right? And so you can do it in your sleep. You probably have the recipe memorized. You can get up in the middle of the night and make it and not even have to look at the recipe. So that's the easy part. But the hard part is convincing others why they should give you their hard-earned money and why they should buy your product over somebody else's product. Because you're going to go probably to a farmer's market, or that's where you might start selling. And you have to get out there and you have to be willing to ask people to buy it.
Right.
And you have to talk to people about your product. And you have to be excited to talk about your product. And you have to be excited to talk to a lot of different people and people who will ask you a lot of questions about your product too.
So you need to know.
You need to know your product inside and out. And you have to be ready to talk to people. You have to be ready to talk to people who are excited to buy your product. And you have to be ready to talk to people who want to challenge you.
Oh.
I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So you got to love it, for sure. Okay, another reason not to start a cottage food business, you're disorganized and you're not willing to get organized.
You like your life, and that's fine. If you just love like a disorganized pantry and disorganized spices and disorganized kitchen and pots and pans, because chances are your health department, I mean, in some states they do kitchen checks, some they don't, but you have to have your ingredients in everything about your business separate from your home. So here's the challenge is you're working in your home kitchen. So you have your pantry items that are for your home cooking to feed your family,
mm-hmm.
and then you have your pantry items that are for your home business.
Can they be in the same pantry?
They can. Every state's different.
Okay.
Typically, they have to be separate. You want them separate.
Okay, so they have because to be labeled.
They have to be labeled. Yes, you have to. And then you want to be able to do inventory on your business because these are your expenses also.
Right.
So there's not commingling. It's still a business. So you don't want to commingle your ingredients. You want to have dedicated room in your refrigerator or your freezer or your pantry. Your spice, you should have a separate spice shelf or something because you're also wanting to do inventory. And this is a business. So you want to treat it as such.
Right. Okay. The other one, this is so funny. You'd rather scrub your kitchen floor with a toothbrush than sell.
Kind of piggybacking on one of our others, but
yeah,
true.
So as a consumer, and I go to a farmer's market,
mm-hmm.
personality sells.
Yes, it does.
And if there is someone who's hiding in the back of their booth
mm-hmm.
or at a street fair, it almost makes a person not want to approach because I don't feel like, do you want me to come up to your booth?
Right.
So.
Because you'll go to farmers markets and you'll see somebody literally sitting on a folding chair in the back of the booth reading a book. So why? Why would you waste all that time?
Don't want to interrupt the guy.
All that effort if you don't want to be in front of the booth selling.
Yes.
So you have to be excited. You don't just be willing to. You have to be excited to sell your product. I do my malasadas at like UCSD or one of the farmers markets or on the beach, I'm excited because they know me as Auntie Heather.
Right.
Auntie. So I've developed that personality and relationship with my customers. I just even got an email, a text message from someone just the other day. Auntie Heather, when are you coming back to the beach?
Oh, nice.
Yes. So, but that's selling. That's developing relationships. I'm just saying.
Yep. Not selling, just saying. Okay. So the last reason that you may not want to start a cottage food business is because you just want to have fun. And the idea of it is romantic.
Oh, for sure.
But it's a lot of work.
Yes.
I mean, just the labor of getting your product ready, setting up at the farmer's market, you have to break it back down.
Those tents are heavy, especially when you're doing
it. Are they pop-ups?
Yeah, the pop-ups. I can pop up my 10x10 white tent all by myself and fire up my Honda 2200 generator.
Oh, my Lord.
But it's heavy.
It's heavy.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of backbreaking work. So you have to be willing to put a lot of physical work into it, too. So if you just want to have fun.
Then maybe you just want to volunteer in someone else's booth.
Yes. Or just keep baking for fun. And just keep handing it out to people.
For free.
Because people love that, too.
Right. So these are, like I said, starting your own cottage food business with a beloved family recipe is a romantic idea.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And we did say we were going to talk about who's getting in on the cottage food revolution. We're going to save that for the next episode.
Yes.
Because there's a whole bunch of people that are getting in on it, and we want to make sure, do you fit the profile?
Right. And that's why we're here, is to give you guys an idea so you can say, hey, I do want to look into some of these things they're talking about, or no, this doesn't work for me, or yes, it sounds great.
Yes. So send us an email to kitchendough@podcast@kitchendough.com. Kitchen Dough, make money from your home kitchen. Diamond circles, best friend, but if I had to choose, classic ones.